Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jenna Cameron, Jen, where's the button? Does it work? Yes, it does. The microphone works. Hello.
I got a lot of buttons back here.
How you doing in there, James?
I have buttons too.
Are you all right, James? Like, I know
you're
like flying a spaceship now.
It's these are new all buttons. New to me, baby.
New
all new.
That you're doing a good job so far.
Dude. I'm trying.
You know what? James has been very nervous.
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm through it.
I can see you better now,
which is nice. You couldn't see me at all in the other studio.
I could not see you. Now?
This is beautiful.
Yeah,
it's just beautiful here.
I'm a little concerned. I got touch screens all around me.
Uh-oh.
And so I'm afraid, like, my notepad, I might want to lean my notepad up against
the
monitor.
I have some touch screens, too. Let's see if they work. I could do...
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
So things do carry on.
We're good.
We're good.
As long as we can play that drop, we're good.
All right, let's go to the phones. The Houston Astros, we know now that they cheated and they did so on their way to a World Series. Red Sox also 2018. Big deal, not a big deal. Where do you stand on this? And as it relates to Philadelphia sports, which obviously has, you know, its own checkered history, I think is a fair way to put it.
I mean, yeah. Are you going to add, hey, you know, Phillies also 93?
Well,
like, why do you have to – seriously, do you need to list all the teams who have tried to bend the rules? I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying –
right,
this
I know.
Happens every year in most sports.
And this is where baseball really gets complicated. You get in the rule book, and, of course, you had a commissioner years ago put an asterisk in there next to Roger Maris's name because, you know, he hit the home runs in 162 games instead of Babe Ruth, who hit him in 154. It's always most
baseball
hardcore when it's baseball because it's a game about numbers and history and all that stuff. Let's go to the phones. What do you make all this? 888-729 94-94. Dennis kicks us off. What's happening, Dennis?
This is all about cheating. It's all about values. We're supposed to be dignified, honorable, and having integrity. As a former baseball coach and a Cub Scout
Den
leader,
the
you
best
teach your kids to have values.
Teams, the best
in society, we wake up this morning to find out that 11 U.S. troops got injured during that rocket attack last week, and the president and the Pentagon lied. We're living in a society today where our values are challenged. And to me, you have to uphold those values. Without them, what are we worth and what are we? So I told my son, because he's a rabid Mets fan, and he was always admiring Carlos Beltran growing up. And I said, Carlos Beltran will either quit or be fired because cheaters are cheaters and you can't have them in baseball. So when he found out that he parted ways with the Mets, he got very humble. And I said to him, if Mets were to do a good job, he would suspend the Astros as a franchise altogether.
Wow.
Because all those baseball players cheated. My son grew up admiring Jose Altuve. And you know what? Man's a cheater. And there's no two ways about it.
Dennis,
you got to have the will to do what's right.
Yep, listen, hardcore out of the gate, man. That's the extreme end of it. I mean,
wow.
He's going college football death penalty. You know, SMU back in the 80s, they got the death penalty. The whole program got shut down for cheating, and that's what he's calling for.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So I wonder, here's a story of my past, Joe.
Okay. Yep.
When I was at Stanford, we had a strength and conditioning coach who said, hey, guys, check out this new supplement that just came on the market, androstenedione.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a plant, but it tells your body to produce more of, you know, the stuff that helps you build muscle. So we have our strength coach passing this stuff out to us as we, you know, before we lift, after we lift. In addition to the supplements, you know, like the bars that you might eat, you know, like the nutrition bars and stuff. So the next year or year and a half later, that was part of what got Mark McGwire busted.
Absolutely.
They found the androstenedione in his locker.
That's right.
Right? So He's cheating.
And it was legal, by the way. Well, just to be clear.
It was legal at the time.
It was legal.
But we're saying now that he's cheating, or he cheated because he took it.
Well, because he was taking more than that, just to be clear.
Okay.
Yeah, just,
but that's the thing people point to.
Yeah.
Now it's no longer legal. People say, hey, Anderstein Dione is cheating. Was I cheating? Was I cheating because I was trying to do whatever I could to have an advantage and I was listening to my coach?
Yeah.
You know, there it's a sliding scale on all of this. Where it's not cut and dry, like our first caller made it.
All right, to the phones we go. Let's go to Ryan, who's with us. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Joe and John. Congrats on a new studio.
Thank you.
Thanks, pal.
It's amazing.
Here's something that is cut and dry, though. After Jim Tracy finally snapped and called the Phillies out for stealing signs, stealing pitches for all them years, after they had eight guys hitting 300, making the All-Star games, if you look at their numbers from like the year and a half before that to the year and a half after that, the team went down almost 70 home runs a year, almost 200 RBIs a year. Everybody's averages plummeted, and nobody else ever came close to that again. One of the reasons I think the Phillies were so reluctant to sign Jason Wirth is because they knew that he had benefited from that. And, you know, it's just, it sucks because I love the Phillies. I grew up a fan. If I know that, I can't ignore them numbers. Plus the fact that Romero was busted and he was such a huge part of the bullpen. It's just hard to say they weren't cheating. And the reason it hits so home to me is because of the Patriots. I feel like what the Patriots did to the Eagles was they robbed an entire legacy of all-time Eagles. I've told you guys this before. They robbed Dolphins of a ring. They robbed McNabb of a ring. Reed, Jimmy Johnson, across the board.
Yeah, I mean, Donovan could be a Hall of Famer.
I was on that team, too.
Yeah,
he would be a lock with that ring. He would be a lock with that ring.
And, Ryan, great phone call right there. You got like a truck moving backwards right near you. So we'll kind of move on. But we got your point, and it's an interesting one. 888-729-9494. Yeah, if you think about it, and look, we don't know and probably will never know the specifics of what exactly happened with the Patriots in 04 as it relates to the Eagles in the Super Bowl. But I do believe that you can draw a direct line from that loss to Donovan McNabb not making the Hall. Not just the, hey, the Eagles could have won a Super Bowl 13 years sooner, and Dahl could have a Super Bowl ring, and Andy Reid could already have one, and this guy, and John could have one, and that guy could have one. But Donovan McNabb be a Hall of Famer. In my opinion, Donovan McNabb be a Hall of Famer. And without it, Donovan McNabb, not a Hall of Famer. And I think rightfully so. But, you know, I think you can draw a straight line right there. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, I'm with your first caller, Dennis, and this is an absolute big deal. I mean, maybe it's because I'm a new parent, but what lesson, you know, take my kids to a baseball game, you know, knowing what I know, knowing what we all know that the sport has become, you know, what lessons are we teaching? That at this level, you know, cheating's a foregone conclusion. And, you know, if you decide to, you know, play baseball, you know, that's the future you have to look forward to. I absolutely think it's a big deal. And maybe we should take a page out of other sports. I believe in Europe, they make soccer teams for a punishment play in front of no crowd. Say the Houston Astros, for one season, you don't have any home fan. You know, you play in an empty stadium, and maybe then the behavior will change.
I'll tell you who would care a great deal if that happened. The owner of the Houston Astros would lose a gazillion millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's so incredibly harsh. I mean, what we're calling cheating here could also be called competing by those who are doing it, by pulling out all the stops. You know, doing all the little things, the thing, you know, the way that you're taught, the thing that, you know, the coach stands up in front of the team and says the first day of the first meeting, guys, the difference between winning and losing in this league is minuscule. We have to leave no stone unturned in trying to make ourselves the best team possible. I believe that that's what takes place in every sport in across the land, because that's how high a level this is. And, yes, they were using electronics, and that's what puts this over the top. But and they knew that. But in many cases with the cheating, my gosh, it's such a fine line. Like, I do expect this, and I do think – but at the same time, you're talking about the lessons that, you want to teach your kid. I want my children to not accept losing, to work hard.
But you wouldn't want them
doing,
to cheat, would you?
No, absolutely not. And by the way, like, I did not intentionally, personally mm-hmm. cheat myself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I did not use steroids, or I don't know what other ways we could be talking about.
Performance enhancers are the generic term
for
all of them.
I didn't try to enhance my performance, yep. aside from the androstenedione that I was told to take
sure.
by my coach when I was, you know, in my junior year of college.
And was legal at the time.
It was legal at the time. Yeah. But I think there are guys who unknowingly are doing what he's talking about at times. I think that there are guys who... If there's a directive in place from the top, like with the Patriots, you know, I don't necessarily blame the players themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this starts and where it ends.
Well, let me ask you a question. It's interesting.
I believe yep. in competing and doing everything it takes to win.
Yep.
But let me. I want my kids to think that way.
All right. Let me ask you this question as it relates to your kids, and let's take your son and let's take the sport of baseball. Your one son. So if your son, let's say he was a great baseball player, high school, college, but he's struggling to crack the big leagues. He's in the minors. Let's just say, hypothetically, he's 27 years old. So he's basically missed the window for when a guy's, you know, pretty much going to come up to the majors. But he's good enough that he's a legit minor league player, but he just keeps missing the window to the majors. And it looks like in a year or two, like, that window's totally gone, right? And he's just going to be a career minor leaguer and probably walk away when he's 31 or right. 32, because at some point he wants to just go make a real dollar in life, right? He's got to end the dream. And if he came to you at the age of 27 or 28 and said, Dad, look, this obviously isn't working. I got a buddy that knows a guy. I can start pumping something in my system.
Well,
and it'll give me a shot. It'll give me
no
a shot. I'm just asking a question. It'll give me a shot to have a better chance to get to the big leagues. Would you say to him, go for it? Or
oh,
say, son, don't do that?
Not. Okay. I mean, that's different, though, because you're talking about
your body,
your health.
Yeah, you
your
are.
Lifelong yeah. outlook for, you know, your own just survival.
Right. What if it's the, hey, I got a buddy
if
that
it's,
created.
Hey, I got a buddy who's got these buzzers that yeah. we could put on our jerseys,
right.
and it's not really, you know, no one would know.
Right. How would you answer that? That's
boy,
a tough
that
one.
That is a tough one.
Come on, aren't,
wow.
you, aren't you a man of principle?
Don't let your jersey get torn off.
I know. I certainly.
Rich is thinking about him in old age. I need my kid to take care of me. I want to make sure I'm in the right nursing home.
You're right, man.
Think about it. We'll round back. I want you to think about that one. 888-729-9494. And really, for everyone, frame it in that way for yourself. What would you say to your son or daughter in that scenario? It's tricky. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro football playoff action at the casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, are you outraged by the Houston Astros cheating scandal? A, yes. B, no. We'll see where the results come down. You can vote, of course, as always, at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to let's talk to Dan who's with us. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great, Dan.
Wonderful.
John, I was worried about you yesterday. I thought maybe you fell off your skateboard in the living room or something and couldn't make it in.
No, I was good. I haven't fallen in the house yet.
That's good. Unfortunately, I think everybody cheats in baseball. And I think it's a game that everybody takes the advantage. And yeah. it just comes down to who gets caught and who doesn't.
Yeah, I feel that way too. It kind of comes with the territory.
Like, throughout the whole history of baseball,
yeah.
they cheated whatever was available at the moment of whatever era that is. They took it and they cheated.
Well,
whether
it does seem like
it
does seem like the sport that has the most of it. I mean, at least that's my sense of it.
Sure.
And now we're in an era where technology is, you know, instead of HGH and all the steroids, which are still probably going over, now it's technology is the advantage. And people are going to find ways to sneak it in.
Often right. happens. Yep. All right, Dan. So not a big deal in your world?
No, not really. I mean, right. I think everybody's cheating, so it doesn't matter.
He goes with the
I
old.
I agree with him. I mean, he's
ain't cheating,
something
ain't trying.
Important there. Yeah, I agree with that to some degree.
I don't.
I think that it is everywhere. It is prevalent, and it's just a matter of who gets caught. You know, I do believe there are probably other teams around the league who are like, oh, man, we got to put our buzzers away. You know, like that.
Well,
someone.
Sure. Yeah, if there's something else. Yeah.
More. There are more teams who are doing this than just the Astros.
I will say this, as someone who had a short. This is the opposite of from Top Gun, that one scene in the bar. As someone who had a what I'd call a short and undistinguished sports career, I can say for the record, and I will raise my right hand, I never cheated in sports.
Wait, you say you had a sports career?
Yeah, I had a sports career. I was a grade school athlete, man. So, you know, come on, man. You know what I used to do all the time, actually?
I don't know if that
You know what
man.
I would do all the time in hoops?
Recess that would, doesn't count.
That would drive people nuts because often you could get away with it, especially at that level. I would always tug on the jersey, you know, inbounds play. Inbounds play, and the other team's got the ball, they're inbounding the ball. And obviously you get a lot of times, you know, line up and kind of in a scrunched area, whatever I'm trying to say here, you know. And then they break, right? However you want to frame it, and they break, right? This guy goes that way, that guy. My guy never went anywhere.
Because you were.
I would grab his jersey and the dude, I mean, when I say the dude, I mean every single person. I do that all the time. Refs can never say it. Did it all the time.
Well, and do you feel like
it's not cheating? That's not cheating.
Why not?
Because the ref has an opportunity to call a foul, and the ref did not call the foul.
So that's interesting to me. Yeah. You have a huge problem with
James. Did I cheat?
The essence of what's
come
going
on, man.
On
I committed a
Houston.
Foul, and it wasn't. I'm Jadeveon Clowney. I committed a foul, and it wasn't called.
Hey, to me, what you're doing? I held every single block I ever made.
You're
in,
a cheater,
in the
Richie.
NFL.
Right? You're a cheater.
Am I?
No, you're
because
not,
I
you're
did
not,
hold
you're not a cheater.
Every play.
No,
did
I think there's
cheat?
A big difference between grabbing a jersey and wearing a buzzer underneath it.
I did not cheat, but I will say John brought up an interesting term earlier, and I agree with him. It's a sliding scale. This whole conversation is a sliding scale. I mean, there's hardcore steroids. There's over-the-counters that are – okay, over-the-counter, if it's legal, it's legal. But there's – I mean, there's just all sorts of stuff. You know, there's quirk bats, and there's – knowing what pitch is going to come. There's tons of different ways, and you go from most extreme. The biggest extreme would be Biff in
Back to the Future 2.
Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 2. Biff knew the results because he had that little sports pamphlet. You know, 30 years in advance, he knew the results. All right, 888-729-9494. It is our debut show here at the beautiful new studio, 2400. Market, the new Entercom, of course, headquarters for us, and where WIP moved yesterday with John and Ike getting the first show. And today's a day, of course, as always, where we've got something to give away today, including a pair of tickets to the Dude Perfect 2020 Tour. It's taking place this upcoming Sunday summer, Saturday, June 27th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are available now at LiveNation.com. Again, that's LiveNation.com. And in honor of the debut performance here today out of our show and debut for the whole station over the last, you know, 24 hours or so. John, I'd ask you, James, and everyone at 888-729-9494 for the best debut of all time. When you think of someone that somehow had a debut that, you know, burst on a scene with something quick, something fast, something debut, just out of the game. Like Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill. Phenomenal. She went from...
Never bring that up. That's so funny.
Yeah, she went from totally unknown to major international superstar with one album. Some great songs, by the way. John, when you think of a great debut, any walk of life, sports, entertainment, movies, a director, an actor, an actress, what do you got here, a musician?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah, buddy.
July 21st, 1987. Didn't get a whole lot of attention right away, but it ended up being, I think it might have been the best-selling debut album of all time.
Wow. How about it? James,
and it's their best album.
Well, yeah, for sure.
It is the definitive album.
It's their thing. James, best debut.
Well, I'm going with a musician, but in a different way. I'm going with Lady Gaga as an actress.
Ah,
interesting.
Nice
in A Star
job.
Is Born, she was fantastic.
Yeah.
She was.
And that was her first movie?
First as an actress, yeah.
I became a huge,
well, had she been an actor before?
Gaga
no,
fan.
You know what I mean.
No, I know
what
you mean. Is it her first? I say, is it her first movie?
Sure.
He says, first as an actress, as opposed to what?
Well,
being on the soundtrack.
Good point.
A Star is Born. All right, it is a great movie, by the way. Although the ending, I didn't love,
never,
but it's a
I
great
told you
movie.
I didn't
great,
watch it.
Great, it's a great movie.
I told you I watched that movie
great
up
movie.
Until they first performed the song.
Yep.
And then
and you're like, this is not going to get better.
I rewound that scene 500
that
times
scene
and
is
just rewatched it.
Amazing.
And then I was done.
It's a great movie.
Because I knew it could only go down from there.
I think they're still gazing into each other's eyes from the Oscars last March.
Man, that was a performance That was some heat.
That was some heat right there. That was some major heat. Let's go to the phones again. We're looking for best debut ever. Any walk of life, who would the best debut? We go to Kevin. Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
Joe and John, how you guys doing today?
Kevin.
Kevin,
awesome.
Welcome to 2400 Market.
Yeah, there you go. So, Joe, how are you feeling about this bet coming up? You think you're going to hit enough dongs to win?
Well, I don't need to hit dongs. What I need to hit is just some singles here and there.
Danielle's hitting dongs every day.
I guarantee
day
you will not hit
in the yard.
No, I won't hit a dong either. You know why? Because I don't take steroids.
Yeah,
you have to take steroids.
I would have to take steroids to hit a dong.
You know what the best part about this bet is?
What?
No matter what, like me, Jimmy, John, all the listeners, we win no matter what. Because either
true.
A, we get to go to batting practice with you, or C, we get to hear you cry on radio when they wax your leg.
I'm surprised, Kevin, you didn't just say A or C. That's what it sounded like you're about. It sounded like you forgot.
I almost said C. Yeah.
All right, Kevin,
I tried to recover.
Cheating in sports, big deal or not?
Well, I mean, it depends on the variation. Like what you're saying, like with you like holding jerseys and like with John holding people, like that kind of cheating, it's not that big of a deal. It's not going to affect that much in a game. But when it comes to like, this was an organized cheating. Like they needed a lot of people to make this work. And it worked. So that, like, that's a big deal when it comes to cheating. And I think like, I know there's been fines and all that and suspensions, but at least for the upper management and all. Which is, I mean, it's a start and all. I mean, there should be more, but I think the most important thing is, I don't know if you guys would agree with this or not, but I think they should take all the players' rings away and take the trophy away. Because, like, you know, the biggest part of playing a sport is you want to win.
Yeah.
You want to win for your team, you want to win for your city, and you want to bring that trophy home, and you want that ring to show that you are the best. You take that away from them, that's, like, the biggest dishonor you can have in sports.
All right, Kevin, what do you got here? Best debut.
All right. Real fast, show, I just want to say good luck on Beat the Bitcoin today. I know you haven't had that much luck lately, but.
No, I haven't.
And for a debut, I'd have to say the debut of the iPhone, which helped revolutionize the way we live and literally has become like a necessity in life at this point.
All right, the iPhone. Kevin, good call right there. Appreciate the call. We got to find out for Beat the Hammer, where do I even go? I mean,
what is
the soundproof?
Well, the good thing
studio?
Is that in the studios, it's not as loud. You can't hear the station quite as well right outside. So I think we'll be able to put you somewhere.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like little studios you can go in. So
soundproof. Got to find out where it
big
is.
Big time.
All right, coming up, a really interesting question on WIP this morning from Angela Shaw. I thought it was quite fascinating. We'll address that coming up next, related to the cheating scandal in baseball. And certainly rock all your phone calls. Joe to Cameron, John Rich. Also at 11 o'clock, your chance to win $1,000 on 94 WIP.
Last year, I lost 50 pounds on Nutrisystem. And I knew it was time for me to get disciplined and back to the program and lose those extra holiday pounds I'd gained back while eating the foods I love, of course. The results, my energy is sky high. I'm sleeping great. Nutrisystem offers the foods you love. Pizza, burgers, chicken parm, ice cream. The meals are perfectly balanced to put your body in fat-burning mode. All the work is done for you. Lose up to 18 pounds, 8 inches overall in your first month. That's money back guaranteed. This works, folks. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Use the promo code radio to get my special buy 1 month, get 1 month free offer. Incredible offer. You'll also get a week of protein pack shakes for free. Don't put it off any longer. You owe it to yourself to go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right and use the promo code radio to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.